2. We'll just get a doggy bag. Introduction. A. It is impolite to begin a meal until everyone is seated. It is also considered impolite to chew food with an open mouth or talk while chewing anything.
B. Americans often order the food they like to eat separately from the group. If a person has had enough or is full, it is considered impolite to insist on that person having more to eat or drink.
Sample sentences. 1. I'd rather not, really. I'm not used to strong drinks.
2. Shall we have a snack at this coffee shop?
3. We could reserve a window table now.
4. Would you please pass the toothpicks?
5. Let's toast the arrival of the new baby.
6. Do you prefer your steak rare, medium, or well done?
7. Don't worry about the mess. I will clean it up after the party.
8. Shall we chat a while over a glass of wine before dinner?
9. Would you accept my invitation to a stag party?
10. Can you use chopsticks, or would you rather have a knife and fork?
Conversations. 1.
Want to send out for some Chinese?
Some what?
Some Chinese food. I'm hungry, and there's a takeout restaurant near here. We can have them deliver and then watch the news on TV while we eat.
No, I'd rather go out. The Chinese food here is rather different from what I have at home. Maybe we can try some other food today. What about that all-you-can-eat place we passed the other day? The one over in the shopping center?
Okay, I could go for that. It's called Al's Steakhouse. They also have great fried fish, and I love their salad bar. You can go back to refill your plate as often as you like.
Is that the place that serves such large portions of meat?
Yes, their steaks are enormous. Sometimes I can't finish what I've ordered.
What if that happens to me? I hate to let food go to waste.
Don't worry, we'll just get a doggy bag. 2. Thanks for offering to give me a lift. I'm looking forward to this party, but I didn't want to go alone.
Don't mention it. It's my pleasure. Have you been to one of these large sit-down dinner parties since you got to New Haven?
No, this is my first. Last week, I went to a cookout for new professors at Dean Barksdale's home. I took a taxi because I didn't want to be late, but I was the first one there.
I bet you were a little embarrassed.
You're right. The invitation said 2 to 7. I was there at 2 o'clock, but most people didn't arrive until 3 or 4. They didn't start cooking until 5 o'clock.
Cookouts often start slowly. A 2 o'clock start means you arrive any time after 2.
Thanks for telling me this.
I was late getting back from the mall, but I'm hurrying.
Why are you in such a hurry? They said dinner at 8, and it's only 7:15. I don't want to be the first one there again.
Don't worry. We won't be the first. 3. I want you to know how much I appreciate these terrific meals you've been cooking. Do you guys always eat this well?
Not really. During the week, we're both busy with our jobs, so there isn't much time to cook anything fancy.
We both enjoy cooking and experimenting, so we usually try to fix something special on Sundays. This morning's breakfast was great. Scrambled eggs, bacon, toast, and orange juice. You surely don't eat that kind of breakfast every day. You're right, we don't. During the week, we usually have cold cereal and maybe a piece of fruit. Neither of us has the time to cook breakfast. Monday through Friday, it's every man for himself. Don't worry, though. You'll never go to bed hungry.
That's true. And dinners are different anyway. Some nights, Marcia will fix a casserole or a pasta dish. Other nights, I like to throw fish or hamburgers onto the grill and fix a green salad.
So you cook every night? Well, not every night. Some nights we have leftovers, or maybe we'll just send out for a pizza. We even enjoy going out to a restaurant once in a while.
4.
There's so much food on the table, I don't know where to begin. Pass your plate down to Chuck, Tina. He'll put meat on it. He always carves the turkey.
White meat or dark, Tina?
Dark, please. I like the drumsticks.
Why don't you start passing the potatoes, honey?
You know, Tina, it's okay to pick up the leg with your fingers. You don't have to cut it from the bone. Around here, we think eating should be easy and fun.
And try a little bit of everything. Then you can go back for seconds, after you see which dishes you like best.
I feel so full. I don't think I could eat another bite. Thank you, Chuck and Rachel, for inviting me to share this delicious meal with you and all your friends. Chuck! Words and expressions. 1. Refill.
2. Portion.
3. Enormous.
4. Doggy bag.
5. Cookout.
6. Dean.
7. Experiment.
8. Scrambled eggs.
9. Bacon.
10. Toast.
11. Casserole.
12. Pasta.
13. Grill.
14. Green salad.
15. Leftover.
16. Once in a while.